Rogers, Head of Enterprise Content and Deployment Management up at C Drive with ASB. Thank you to Microsoft for inviting me down here this morning to talk to you about SharePoint 2013 and ASB's new headquarters located down in Wynyard Quarter. And the challenge is, what do those two have to do with each other? And the answer here is social. So I'm going to take you through a series of slides, a bit of a chat, a little around our banking trends that are occurring within the ASB and also globally, a little bit around ASB's history, how we come to be one of the top five banks within New Zealand, the future of our new head office, and I'll take you through a demo of that, of the building, that is, a fly-through, some of the challenges we face in moving from our building just next door here, down to the North Wharf, as it's known, and then talk about some of the challenges we face and how we attempt to address those with SharePoint 2013. Then go into some of the key features of the product. Hopefully I've got some good resolution on the screen. I can just walk you through it. I don't have a live demo, unfortunately. That's Wayne's fault over here, down in the front, for not setting that up, but we'll get to that once we go into production with that. And then a little bit around banking, technology, and where we're headed. I know it's just before lunch. I'll try to get you all out here before then. If you have any questions, I might invite you guys to come down here and ask me them. I'm not sure we'll have time for a full question and answer session, but feel free to come down and chat one-on-one. So the first thing is some of the industry-shaping trends in banking in 2012 and 13. The first is the convergence of mobile and online banking. Traditional online banking, as we all know through the internet, browser-based web apps, were ported sort of clunkily onto smart devices and phones. And over the last few years, we've seen that open up as a whole new channel. So banks have to be really aware of this new development channel for devices like the Android, other smart devices and tablets. Another trend that we've seen emerge is the notion of self-service. Internet banking, or the internet, is always on, as we all know it, and users like to go onto the internet at any time, at anywhere, and transact. Just the same as a bank needs to be online at any time. So we have to develop products that service those anytime, anywhere users. So it's important to develop products like bill pay, for example, or statements online. Another trend is security. You want to transact with your bank. Our customers need to transact with us. It's got to be in a secure way. We need to make sure that we guarantee your safety and your privacy. When you go to a website that says ASB on it, you've got to make sure that, in fact, you are engaging with the bank directly and you're sharing information in an appropriate way and in a safe way. And then we've got another fourth entrant, and that's the notion of virtual money. A number of startups in the States, TwitPay is one that comes to mind, crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, which is a leader from that, but the idea of peer-to-peer lending. Facebook credits, for example, is another new entrant into this space. Banks need to be aware of, is this a threat or is this a benefit? Let's change gears and talk a little about who ASB is. How did we come to be? Bring you right up to the present. The bank opened its doors at 7 p.m. Interesting that that was in the evening. 1847, just down the street here on Queen Street. ASB stood for Auckland Savings Bank. That was shortened to ASB. That's now become synonymous with the brand. Opened by three gentlemen, or founded by three gentlemen, John Logan Campbell, John Montefiore, and James Dilworth. Moving all along, let's talk about some technology first. It's a real live data center, 1969. ASB was the first bank in New Zealand to introduce online real-time processing. All branches were hooked up to a host in real-time fashion. Transactions and banking balances were recorded and delivered back to customers real-time. Not sure that was through the internet, though. 1997. Internet was just fairly new. First bank ever to bring a online banking payment system, or at least a website. Fastnet Classic was born. As you can see, fairly straightforward, fairly graphics tame in a lot of ways. One of New Zealand's first. Ongoing to 2010, and in between, a few other standard improvements around first that had to do with the convenience of weekend banking. In 1999, ASB was the first bank to provide online share trading in the Australian and New Zealand stock exchanges. 2010, in addition to features on Fastnet Classic like Save the Change, I don't know if anybody's signed up for that, but that's a version of an electronic change jar. It allows you to round up any payments you have, put them into a savings account, quite a nice way to save up for Christmas. And things like Track My Spend, that's another feature that we see on Fastnet Classic. The first virtual branch in New Zealand on Facebook. Enter mobile peer-to-peer payments. You can now download the application from the App Store to your phone, and you're able to make payments not only to other people, but to friends on Facebook as well. Clearly a social trend here around social media and a social presence. Today, we're 144 branches, $63.2 billion in assets, roughly 4,500 employees nationwide. One of four of you in this room bank with ASB. Internationally recognized as leaders in innovation banking and customer service. Let's move on to 2013 and move into the North Wharf. Here is an impression of what that building looks like. You've probably all seen it growing out of the tank farm, behind the tank farm down on the waterfront. I'm now going to sort of change gears and talk a little bit about that building and how that plays into innovation in our space in technology. Iconic landmark, Auckland's waterfront, quoted by in New Zealand Herald as New Zealand's most sophisticated new commercial building. Cost $126 million. It's roughly, it is six stories high. It's two buildings joined together with a glass atrium. There's some really novel new features. It's important to stress that this building is purpose-built for the office of the future. This does not a traditional office with a couple of Wi-Fi hotspots. It's designed to be social. It's designed to encourage open interaction between what we call knowledge or interaction workers. This doesn't have the traditional cube space that we've seen in buildings to date. Okay, a couple of postcards. Folks are familiar with this view. This is now an aerial view looking down onto the North Wharf. You can see the area just in front where the fish market is, and there's a few restaurants everybody's familiar with down in Wynyard Quarter. I think that's the event center just in front over there. And it filters nicely into the skyline. So if you're coming over the bridge, it doesn't sort of stick out. It's all purposely built to be a low profile, environmentally friendly structure. This is a picture over here of the cone, which you see in that other picture in the artist's impression being installed. This was built in Waiheke. This was installed a couple of months ago. And the idea of this cone, as you see on one of those buildings, is to encourage a natural flow of air through the building. We have a low environmental footprint. Very little air conditioning will be used in the traditional sense for heating and cooling. This will draw air from the outside through the building in a natural chimney effect up through that cone and out to the outside. Another interesting feature is the slats that you see on the side of the building as well. They're designed similar to be the Pahuta Kawa tree leaves. I believe they manage light in and out of the building. Anyway, this is a picture that was taken last week pictures taken every 10 minutes since the building was built. Ultimately, at some point, we'll be playing that as an animation. You'll be able to see how this has grown over time. All right, let's move along and give you a walkthrough, a fly-through of a social building and a social setting.
ASB's new head office promises to be an outstanding building in one of Auckland's newest, most desirable waterfront communities, Wynyard Quarter, offering world-class facilities like the Viaduct Event Centre here on the right. ASB North Wharf is a short walk from Britomart Transport Hub over Te Wero Bridge, adjacent to the waterfront. And here is ASB North Wharf. It's a beautiful, light, airy building. This impressive glass atrium connects the two ASB buildings while harnessing light to spread across the six floors. It allows the public to walk under it through Te Wero Lane. Coming into the building's main entrance at level 1, past the branch, the escalator gives us access to the second floor concierge area. Here, you can start to feel the energy, vitality, light and space that draw you into the campus-style building. Access above this floor is with an ASB authorized security pass. The Level 3 Plaza is a place to work, collaborate, eat and enjoy the surroundings, while the variety of work settings let people choose where, how and with whom they need to work. This place literally hums. Entering across an atrium bridge which joined the two buildings is the Plaza Deck Cafe. The seaweed wall provides a break between the cafe and the more structured working areas. Barista coffee smells waft from the cafe, making this a place many will regularly visit. The plaza itself is made up of five boathouses: Aqua, Deck, City, Motoscafo, and Container. Now on level 4, we move through to the atrium to a tea point designed for morning and afternoon tea breaks within each neighbourhood. Depending on your tasks for the day, you might choose one of these collaboration lounges to meet and work with others. Every neighbourhood has an anchor point where people's locker and filing drawers are located. Other neighbourhood work settings allow people to choose the best place to work. This closed office area called the cockpit provides a closed door office environment for up to two people. Alongside are a mix of work settings available within each neighbourhood. Large LCDs are positioned throughout the building, enabling a highly efficient communication option to reach everyone at ASB North Wharf. They are also in meeting rooms, allowing us to share information easily. ASB North Wharf is blessed with stunning views, the most dramatic of which is our top floor Plaza Boathouse on level 7. It offers an outdoor experience on the barbecue deck, a spectacular space to relax or entertain. ASB North Wharf leads the way in sustainable buildings for our people, stakeholders and the environment. It will be the standard for New Zealand's workplace innovation and at the forefront of new design internationally.
Pretty exciting. I'm all excited, although I officially reside up at C Drive, but I'm looking forward to coming down there to collaborate with my my other knowledge workers sometime in the future. When we look at collaboration, as they talked about in the video there, you look at a traditional structure, and you can understand that even in that traditional structure, where you've got work groups sort of co-located, where collaboration would be easier to do because they're physically right next to you, we have a series of challenges. We have a series of applications on SharePoint. We've got 500 collaboration sites currently proliferated out across the enterprise, 700 intranet pages. Our SharePoint team was fairly small up until fairly recently. It had grown ad hoc and really was had struggled with maintaining and keeping up with the requirements from our project teams and from other members of the business. Now, you take that and you add that to an environment that supports a dramatic new way of working, where people now are actively moving between one office or one office space and another. The question we have here is, What are some of the challenges that we need to overcome on that? So we stopped and took a look at what does the average worker do. And some research from McKinsey suggests that the average interaction worker spends 28% of their time reading and answering email, 19% searching and gathering for information, communicating and collaborating internally at 14%, role-specific tasks, 39%. They've done some studies worldwide, have come up with some really optimal new numbers around improvements, productivity improvements, 25 to 30% improvements by moving to social technologies within the workplace. Total, 20 to 25. As much as 35% in being able to communicate and collaboratively using social technologies. Looking across the industry verticals, insurance, that's general and life, retail banking, across the product chain, the value chain, social technologies improvements in sales and marketing and customer service, 10 to 20%. We're really very active on the social front between ourselves and our customers. There's opportunities internally to see those efficiencies as well. In the product development area, where I'm involved in IT, 10 to 20% opportunities. Overall, 6 to 12% improvement options. So the first challenge, how do we supercharge collaboration in our new head office? Hold that thought. Let's move on to another challenge. The paperless office. The use of paper in business for records and correspondence should be declining by 1980 and 1990. Most record handling will be electronic. This is a quote out of Newsweek, 1975, from an article after an interview with a gentleman by the name of George E. Paik, who probably none of you know, but you will remember, I hope, the Palo Alto Research Labs at Xerox. We wouldn't be in this building if it wasn't for two gentlemen that went to that very lab and discovered the mouse, the word processor, and the network. And we can thank Bill Gates and Steve Jobs for the rest. But this gentleman did predict that the office would be paperless and that by 1995, there'd be a TV display panel on everybody's desk with a keyboard, and they'd be able to retrieve electronic documents just with the press of a key, and that paper would decline. Well, we know that prophetically, everybody probably has more than one device on their desk with a smartphone and a tablet and a laptop and a desktop. But clearly, their prediction of reduction of paper from 1990 through 80 through the end of the century was a fallacy. In fact, we've seen it double. These are global figures. The use of paper has doubled from 1980 to 2000. Interestingly, since 2000, we've seen a decline. 20% decline since 2000. This has not, as those original predictors had said, was a result of technology change, but is more sociological. This is the younger generation being more environmentally aware, greenhouse effects of paper and forests. There's been a reduction of paper usage. Add to that, really sophisticated, high-definition screens have led people to reduce their paper consumption in the last decade. ASB is one step ahead. Our target is a lot more aggressive. On average, our current consumption, nothing to be super proud about, 2,300 sheets on average per person per annum. That equates to 4.6 reams of paper. What does that mean for the enterprise? 23,000 reams per annum. That's huge. We have huge opportunities to cull that. So we're targeting, over the next 3 years, a paper reduction of 40% across the enterprise. What does that mean? It's a small forest. 382 trees saved. That's a target we're going to be aggressively shooting for. So not only are we committed to this goal, but we're also committed to a storage reduction. So our current storage filing cabinets accommodation just across the street here is around 3.6 linear meters. So forget the square there. And our target is to reduce that by 75% to 0.9. So we're mandated to do that because, as you saw in the video, it's a lot of open space. There's no cabinets. Paper's got to go. So the challenge number two that we're faced with is how do we dramatically reduce our dependence on paper? And incidentally, of the four of you, of the one on every four here, feel free to go onto Fascinate Classic and stop receiving your paper statements. All right, let's talk about the solution. What are our options? We have a multi-million dollar IT investment budget, and we've thought strategically about what it is we need to do. We have strategic partners in New Zealand and also in Australia and around the world, and we need to be conscious of a environmentally and sustainable future, as well as picking a solution that's going to really fit our needs here. So we're talking about social and collaboration in the workplace. Who is it that we had to turn to? We turned to Microsoft. We're a Microsoft shop. We've got a significant investment in their infrastructure and technology, and we wanted to know what it is that we could do to fast-track our collaboration initiatives. We had a talk to Paul Quirk and Wayne and a couple of folks down on the waterfront, and they talked to us about Wave 15. What is Wave 15? And how do we find out tools that they have that can help us? Well, Wave 15 is the top secret code, I guess, for Microsoft's new product suite. We were able to qualify to get onto that program, and we are a financial vertical. ASB is one of 40 companies worldwide that qualified for this program. We sent two individuals to Redmond. We're the only company in New Zealand in Wave 15, and Wave 15, I believe, has moved to partner. It's now become the new release of 2013 we're all here to talk about today. In addition to qualifying under that program, we've identified some additional partners. Our friends at Intigen are quite skilled. We believe they're the best partners in the Dynamics and also the SharePoint space with offices here in Takapuna and in Wellington. So Wave 15, part of Wave 15 was this Ignite program run by Redmond back in February. They invited a series of representatives for all of the companies in their program, included Boeing and Walmart and little old ASB. Off we went to Redmond. We met the other participants. We spent a week interacting with their development staff and exchanged ideas and spent a number of hours shaping our own. Our guys came back, and we spent the last 6 months working on two programs. The first program is the Technology Adoption Program, TAP, funded by Microsoft Corporate. It gave us access to the bits. Now, I'm not a super technical guy, but I understand that that's access to all the inner core, all the source code that's hung Microsoft SharePoint 2013 together. We also had access to the product team in a non-production environment, and we were able to give design feedback and receive feedback in both ways. Obviously, we've surfaced a whole series of issues and bugs over the last 6 months, and we're hoping to get these all resolved before we go into production with the new platform. The other program we qualified on is the Rapid Deployment Program, and that's everything that TAP is, including access to our local Microsoft Consulting Services support, which has been invaluable. I know Wayne has been giving a number of talks here in the last day or two around SharePoint 2013, clearly a master in his field, invaluable service to our technicians to help us get us through the configuration and issues that we've been running into. And we're also committed to release into production this product. This is the platform server and the applications that we're gonna run on it. And I'm gonna go into those in just a second that have to do with collaboration and paper reduction. some of the benefits for us, how to share information. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to play with SharePoint. Very easy to manage, very easy to move around, much easier to share information. I was able to do this all by myself, believe it or not. To change the picture. Definitely opportunity to share information across the enterprise, better ways to organize data and documents, and much easier ways to discover or surface and search and retain knowledge and build knowledge in new ways within the enterprise. Then I'm going to talk a little bit around some of the lessons that that we've learned, and hopefully we can go through those at any time with if folks want to come and have a chat afterwards. All right, how do we share information? The first is my sites, community sites, and team sites. How many folks today are on SharePoint 2007 or supporting it in any way? Just a quick show of hands, 2007. What about 2010? It's a lot more. We're still on 2007. We faced a number of challenges in going from 7 to 10. We weren't sure what we were going to do. We were always slightly behind. We were very conservative in terms of how we roll out new product for a bank, not super cutting edge. Although, in this instance, we've committed ourselves to 2013 and one leapfrog right over the top. So this is a complete rewrite. Anybody here in using my sites today in their enterprise is a regular part of communication? So in terms of social, not a whole lot, but the community sites and the team sites capability is exactly what's got us all excited around social and making and creating the social enterprise. In this example, you can see the screen over on the right is just a quick snapshot of our little test environment, but it's very easy to follow in a blog and a social way, commentary, discussion, replies, likes, the ability to have presence. So we're also a link shop, and over on the right-hand side, you can see, and we're going to hook this into our Active Directory with photographs of everybody, so you'll be able to see who's present at what point, what their responses are, and what's happening in this particular community. Very easy, very intuitive, very airy, very crisp, and very light. Much easier and user-friendly capability that we see in this next release. A feature that we also like is the idea of a reputation and a badge as users interact within the enterprise, and this is a focus we'll retain initially in our enterprise services group up in at the C drive. But we think that with reputations and badges, stature, tenure, status within the organization as an expert or a leading consultant or a project manager could be recorded on their presence, and as those folks interact with others in a discussion-type forum, so you create the element of their respect, their word, and the clout that they may be able to exercise or the value they may be able to bring to the organization. Reputations are assigned as our badges through an admin function. So in this community site, you'd have a community owner and a moderator and a contributor and a visitor, and these folks all get assigned certain ratings. The other is the microblogging feature. Today, we've seen Yammer, and we've seen other various add-ons. I think folks talk about NewsGator. We're in 2007. We don't have a real good internal microblogging capability. This all comes straight out of the box. The microblogging is under the My Sites. The My Sites is designed to be a portal. Okay, so you're able to get all your information at one area, as well as all the people that you're following and the people that are following you, just in a traditional Facebook-type social setting. So conversation context, that gives, it creates the value around when you're interacting on a particular document, for example, that you've got a good interaction with the people that are also collaborating. The information they know is all surfaced together to the top of any search criteria. The other is mobility. One of our challenges is moving away from traditional desktop and laptops and smart devices. We want to be able to port this platform across multiple devices. When you look at the other slide, those tiles are nice and big. They're easy to move around, easy to port from one device to the other, all HTML5 compliant. Better ways to organize data. We try to move away from the traditional file folder approach. What we like about this is the syncing and the SkyDrive approach. Now, I know the SkyDrive is in the traditional cloud setting. We're going to be an on-prem facility, but we like the idea of being able to have synchronized data between files or documents that I may be working on and those that other people may be working on and not really care where they live. The idea is that that synchronizing function will go down to your C drive, your local network drive, pull an index, and put that data back into your internal or your external cloud, depending on how you decide to deploy it. What else we like is the themes, the ability to go in there and easily brand and change and create community sites. Very easy to do, straight out of the box, as well as some canned themes and themes that you can add in for your enterprise. Radical new user interface, nice and crisp, very easy to use, easy to look at. The other thing, the last one there was site permissions. That's another function that we've had particular challenges with. That centralized function with something having to manage access rights been very challenging for us. This now puts that back into the hands of the user. The user needs to be educated in how they put stuff out into the cloud. Nobody can see those documents unless that user allows them. It's a big source of frustration for us under the current environment. Discover, enter the App Store. Everybody's familiar with the traditional App Store, like a few other companies. This now puts the App Store internally and allows users to download applications, whether it be business intelligence. That's not a focus for us at this point, but in the future that could be ways to deploy applications to the desktop through this automated function. Access and control is all managed centrally at the without having to go through a whole series of rollouts from our service departments. Search and relevance. The idea of serendipitous discovery, a coin termed earlier on this year. Serendipitous discovery means a pleasant surprise or a happy accident. The analogy here is that imagine looking for a needle in a haystack and not just finding the needle in the haystack, but finding the farmer's daughter as well. So this is a this is the idea of really surfacing the information that's relevant to you right at the very top. It's relevant to the work that you're working on, the documents that you're interacting with, the domain that you're working within, the projects that you're on as well. So continuous crawl, deep refinement, and social distance ranking. Those are features that we found especially appealing. With reduced paper dependence, we're careful not to say completely independent, and we're careful not to say paperless office, but we're approaching that, and our target of 40% is something we're going to be aggressively shooting for. But we see device independence as a core driver. We want to be able to support multiple devices, not just those that we certify internally, but people can bring their own device down to the North Wharf, whether it be their smartphone or their Android, and still be able to hook up within our internal network or cloud. Storage solutions, we're currently looking at Azure at the moment. We're managing a rollout of a project that has to do with reducing paper and converting paper onto digital format. Our legal and HR departments are two very paper-heavy users at the moment, and they're not bringing their paper from next door here, so we're actively working on a workflow solution for them as we speak. And the other concept is cloud versus file and folder. We've got a 40-year-old concept of paper and folders, and they go into a drawer, and you've got a physical environment, and that's just been ported onto a virtual structure that we've seen today. We need to lose that idea. The idea that this stuff now lives in a cloud, it's indexed, it's crawled, and you can hook up into it simply by synchronizing. So what did we really like? We like the ability to follow information. We want to introduce social into our enterprise. We like the idea of community sites. That's a whole new feature that we really want to actively address. We like the crisp new look and feel. very airy, very wide, very open space, a very intuitive, a natural way to navigate, as we're all familiar with in our private lives outside of the enterprise. The ease of update, ranking assignments, so the idea of assigning badges and having collaboration between individuals and being able to assess who's what or who's who in the zoo. The idea of the SkyDrive sync, traditional moving away from your traditional local network drive and your shared drives. And some of the lessons and challenges we've ended up going through, clearly a big cultural shift if we're going to implement this onto the business side. So we're very aware of that. We want to make a concerted effort to test and proof of concept this stuff ourselves and go through a proper change management and introducing and getting the right kind of buy-in to the end business user. If we let this thing go out, we end up like we were before with our current deployment of collaboration websites and intranet sites across our enterprise. The other challenge is platform architecture. What we thought worked well, whether it be Stretched Farm or others, has turned out to be some challenges. Obviously, we're working on re-architecting that, and we've had to do some redos in terms of design. That's been a bit of a challenge. The last 6 months, we've been trying to set up the infrastructure to make sure that it supports the features that we want to realize. And clearly, we've got a risk on all sides around deploying a beta, risk mitigation strategies we have to develop to make sure that when we roll this thing out, we get the proper assurance of and support from Microsoft in pulling this thing together. Proof of concepts. We're currently doing that up at C-Drive. We're actively using our own teams, our own internal teams to collaborate with as we test and feel what we like and what we don't like. We then turn those over to the business and deploy them and through a proper change management change process. Clearly, all of this has to sit within a strategy. We need a proper taxonomy. We need to make sure that our metadata is properly organized. If we're going to move data either from a digital format into this environment using workflow or search, continuous crawl search, we've got to be able to find it. We've got to be able to manage version control. We've got to be able to rely on where is the source of the truth, knowing that we can be searching on different platforms. What does the future bring for us? Anywhere access. So not just between our two buildings within our in-network, but really anywhere. So we're no longer dependent on having somebody physically located in one particular area. We now have the ability to find them anywhere in a virtual office, in a virtual setting. Obviously, with that comes the idea of presence. You need to be able to find out who's where. We've currently rolled out a link, and that gives us a really good idea of who's available for any kind of interaction, whether it be a chat, email, instant message, or knowledge sharing. The other is knowledge management, introducing new ways to manage know-how or skills or information within the enterprise. Today we have documents, and documents live, and they age, and they have to be resurrected, and knowledge lives with people, and those people come and go, and you have this sort of ad hoc, relatively immature way of managing information. We need to be sure that we can do that in a more advanced way through wikis and managing information, whether it be for our call centers or whether it be for our internal project and design teams. And this can lead to business process automation, some prospects in that space, and the ultimate evolving of the social enterprise. We're wading into this area. We're all doing it today on the outside, and we want to be able to bring this internally. We know it took 13 years for the television to reach 50 million users. I don't know if you're familiar with some of these statistics. It took the internet only 3 years to reach 50 million subscribers. It took Facebook 1 year to reach 50 million, and it took Twitter just 9 months. So clearly something's happening out there that's working. We want to be able to transfer that internally. Russell Jones, our Chief Operations Officer, is committed to the product. This feature-rich product is a critical technology component supporting the move to our innovative and exciting new building. We're excited with SharePoint 2013. We want to deploy it. We want to do it successfully. And we want to have a good time doing it. Here with a few slides on what's gone and what's coming. So I'm 216. I believe 211 is just after lunch. Is it back here, Gwen? Back here, Gwen. Okay. That's all I have, folks. I hope that's given you enough time to go and use the facilities and get ready early in the line for lunch. Wayne has told me, though, that I do have some giveaways to give here, sitting up on the box. So my first question is, and I'll ask the question, and you just have to put your hand up, and then whoever gets the question right can get, do we do the cups individually, or we just do, okay, all right, let's see here.